I'd like to speak to us tonight about a wholesome desire, how we should have a wholesome desire for God. There are many desires, there are many appetites, there are many pleasures, many allurements, many attractions in this world. But dear ones, it's dangerous to allow your desires to go out after worldly, fleshly, material, earthly things that will soon diminish and lose their value, and they have no value. But I thank the Lord tonight that we can have a desire. You want me to put that on?
Yes, please. Where? Oh, what's that? There you are.
This is on.
What?
It's on. I'll be praying for you about this.
Just leave it right there?
It's fine. I'll put it in your pocket.
Oh, I want to read what David said, and this is one of my favorite scriptures, and I love the Psalms, I love his writings, the writings of the psalmist, Psalm 27, and chapter 27 and verse 4. Oh, it's just all good, but I want to notice these two or three verses here. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after. You know, dear ones, the thing that you desire is what you're seeking after tonight. If you're desiring the world and its pleasure, you're seeking after it. That's what you're doing. What you desire is what you seek after. Therefore, we need to take heed and be on our guard against desires for wrong things. Desire for money. Desire for pleasure. Desire for financial things. Material, houses, lands, cars, airplanes, motorcycles. All these things, people, their desires are just consumed with desires for this, desires for that, desire for the opposite sex, desire for men, desire for women. Dear ones, we need to be on our guard. We need to be careful about our desires. Our desires will get you in trouble. Our desires will lead you away from God. And so therefore we need to have this one thing, he said, have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. That should be our desire. Number one, prominent, preeminent desire is to live for God and be in His house, be in the center of His will, follow Jesus, be like Jesus, be holy, be pure, be godly, be humble, be meek, be loving, kind, gracious, forgiving, patient, gentle, forbearing. We should have that desire. It's something that we should work at. Oh, you have a desire. Most children, when they're little, they have a desire to play, play, play. That's what they want to do. Just want to play all the time. Well, that's about all they can do. But they need to have a desire for something better than just play. They need to have a desire to praise God, and to seek the Lord, and to hear the Word of God. Need to have a desire to come to camp meeting, and to be able to be with the saints of God, to be holy and to be pure and be godly and separate from the world. They need to have that desire. Where are they going to get it? Where is this desire going to come from? It's going to come from other saints and the people of God and the service of the Lord and the Spirit of the Lord. But listen, you have to choose what desire you're going to have. It's your choice. You have jurisdiction over your desires, whether you want to acknowledge it or not. You don't have to desire the frivolous, vain things of this world. You don't have to desire them. They're out there appealing to you. They're out there beckoning to you, but you don't have to desire them. You can get your mind elevated up above this frivolous, fleshly realm of life and get a mind on spiritual things. Prayer, the Word of God, and being in the service of God, One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, in the service of the Lord, in the will of the Lord, all the days of my life, to behold what? Not the beauty of the flesh and the beauties of the world, but to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple, or to search and to ask and to seek, and for greater knowledge in His temple, in the service of God. It should be a desire. No one ever gets anywhere with God without a desire. You have to have a desire. And if your desires is all taken up with self and the flesh and the eating and drinking and running around and carousing and going to ball games and parties and all of these things out in the world, if your desires is taken up with that, then that's what you're going to be doing. You might give over and come to service, come to camp meeting some for a while, but where is your heart? Where is your real desires? Do you enjoy it? Are you getting good out of it? Or you sigh at last when you see the preacher close his Bible? That's the way I was when I was a boy. I remember that. Best part of the message to me was when I saw the preacher close the Bible. I knew that he was about through and I'd get to get out. But I'm glad that changed, thank God. That changed, that just put off I saw after I got older, that's not the way to be. To have a desire for the things of God. One thing have I desired, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord. You have to have a desire. Many people, the television's got them all hooked up in desires. The TV is one of the most ruination things in this society. The television. It's got people fascinated. It's got people charmed. It's got people bound to it. And they just like that television. They like those old awful movies and awful crappy stuff. Oh, I tell you, dear ones, this is ruining our country today. Ruining our society. The TV, the video, and the computer, and all this internet stuff. It's just taking up people's desires. What are you going to do? Are you going to go after those things? You don't have to. I'm glad for this one thing. When I was growing up, the television was coming on. And our minister saw a warning from God. They saw a danger in that thing. And they began to cry out. And 48 years ago, in this camp meeting, the ministers signed a statement that it is not good to have the TV in the home. That was the substance of it. And they named the reasons why. And they signed, and most of those brethren are dead and gone. But it still stands. It's not good to have the old king television in the home. Now, if you want to go against that, and a lot of people did, but I've watched them. I have watched that. May the Lord help us. Where is your desire? You want that old television in your home? You want to look at it? You like to look at the ball games, football games. What do they call that big deal they have in January? Super Bowl. People are just carried away with those things. Oh, I thank God my mother stood against it. My dad was not saved and he wanted to bring a TV in. And my mother stood against it. And us boys, we got to slipping and going down to our neighbors. When we had a friend, a neighbor, and they had an old TV. And then there was another old lady up the street that we'd go visit sometimes. She had an old TV, and we'd go watch that. And my daddy saw what it was working on our minds. And I thank God that we didn't have a television And when I got married, got saved, and got married, we raised our family without a TV. Thank God. We raised them. They didn't need it. May the Lord help. Where is your desire? You may say, oh, that's not going to hurt anything. It is going to hurt you. It's going to damage your soul. You allow your affection to go out to things that aren't spiritual value, it's going to affect you. Now, may the Lord help us. I hope you don't take offense at what I'm saying, but I'm telling you the truth. We're talking about desires. Why do women want to put on jewelry and makeup and adorn their outward body and to show themselves in shorts and low-neck dresses? Why do they do that? It's their desire. Sure, it's their desire. Nobody helped making them do it. They want to be like the world. I tell you what, dear ones, it means a lot to have a desire to be modest and godly and plain like God wants you to. Well, I didn't know that God had any thought, but many people don't think God has anything to do about what you're outside. It's not on the outside, it's in the heart. What's in the heart comes out. May the Lord help us. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, that I may behold the beauty of the Lord, the spiritual beauty. We had a message this afternoon that really hit the bell about knowing the Lord in a spiritual way. That was very great. And listen, you know what? It means so much for you to have your life gauged. May the Lord help every one of us. We're eternity bound. We're going to stand before God. Have our life gauged to spiritual values. Spiritual revelation. Have Christ revealed to you. Jesus said, when Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, he says, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. And he said, I say unto you, thou art Peter, but upon this rock I'll build my church. What's he talking about? It's that spiritual revelation of Christ to your heart. It's a spiritual thing. We see it, it's revealed as we read the Word. It opens up to our mind and to our spirit. It's a revelation. We behold the beauty of the Lord. But you have to have a desire or you'll never have it. If you're taken up with the worldly things and the pleasures of the world, you'll never have the spiritual values. Lord help us. Many people have never woke up to this. They've lived their life after the flesh. The pleasures of the flesh, the appetites, the desires, the world, and the system, the way the world's around. They don't even know anything else. Sad. And here we've got it right here. The hooked old Holy Bible. And it will help us to see the way God wants us to be. I remember when I was in high school, I had a desire to please the Lord, to live for God, but I was taken up with the world and the things and at school and all. And I remember a night a man, Brother O.C. Porter, preached a message in our Sunday night service. He was our pastor, Brother O.C. Porter. And I remember, I'll never forget his message. It had an impact upon me. I was just a young 17-year-old boy. And his main question was, and I don't remember the scriptures, but I just remember he drove this home. What are you doing with your life? Oh, I tell you, I left that place. I was overwhelmed. I went back to school and I tried to reform and straighten up and quit a lot of things, but it just seemed like after a while I just slipped back to the old groove. But I always thought about, what am I doing with my life? And then that summer, after I graduated, I had a girlfriend out in the world, in the school. And I thought she was really nice, and we really liked each other. But I knew that she would not be a godly help to me. It would not work. And so I broke it off. I told her, I says, I can't go with you anymore. I didn't try to tell her, because I should have, but I didn't. But I broke that off, and I began to seek the Lord. I was working out for my uncle out west of town, plowing and working in the hay and this and that. And I would drive. I had to drive about 15 or 16 miles to my parents' house on the weekend. And I remember plowing out on the field on the tractor, praying to God, Lord, have mercy on me. Save me. Forgive me of my sins. Then when I get in my car and head for the 15-mile drive home, I would be praying as I went. I had a desire. I wanted to be saved. You have to have a desire. Young people, don't let this world beguile you. Don't let it beguile you. It'll do it. It'll ruin you. Turn your heart toward God. That's what you're desiring. You're going after the world. You're desiring pleasure and fulfillment. But what you're really desiring is God. People don't realize that. They're deceived by the devil. And I thank the Lord for that night that I came down to the altar. They were having a series of meetings in the summertime. And my aunt and uncle let us go to the service. And I went down to the altar and prayed and made up my decision right that night to live for God. 1956. I thank the Lord for that desire that I had. I wanted to come to Monarch Springs that year to the camp meeting. I came up here to the camp meeting. I remember getting good out of that camp meeting that I never got before. I never got good out of the camp meeting like I did that year. I remember Brother Isaac Chandler, minister from California, preaching on this stand, and his message was the cost of our salvation. And I'll tell you, dear ones, that touched me. He brought out how Jesus died and paid His price for our salvation with His blood. I mean, He pictured it. It broke my heart. I wept. I had never wept in a message before. Never. I thank the Lord for that desire that I had. I wanted to be sanctified. I wanted to be filled with the Spirit. I was taught all up through the years, after you're saved, you need to be sanctified and filled with the Spirit. That was drilled in our minds. Well, I knew that's what I wanted to do. And I came down to this altar one night, and I had Brother Fred Pruitt prayed with me. But somehow I didn't get satisfied like I should have. I felt like the Lord blessed me at the time, and I was just going to go ahead and take it by faith, but I wasn't satisfied. I went on into the summer months afterward and into the fall. Then the time came in the Christmas for our assembly meeting at Guthrie. And I remember on a first Sunday night, Brother Murphy Allen took the stand, and I'm telling you, he preached a message that set us all going. That man was anointed of the Holy Spirit. His message was, seeking the Lord until He comes and rains righteousness upon you. Hosea 10 and 12, I've never forgot that scripture. That was his text. Seek the Lord. It is time to seek the Lord. Sow to yourselves in righteousness. Reap in mercy. and break up the fallow ground, for it is time for you to seek the Lord till He come and rain righteousness upon you. That was his text. And he went from there over there into Jeremiah, said, you'll find me if you seek for me with all your heart. I mean, he just covered it. And I tell you, Brother Abbott, over there, old Brother Abbott got so happy, he jumped up and leaped and shouted. And we just had such, the glory of God came down. And I told myself right in that message, I said, I'm going, when he gets through, I'm going to that altar. And I ain't getting up until I know where I stand with God. I had the purpose decision. I had the desire. And I remember when the song service got started, I went to that altar there. And I didn't care who heard me. I'm not trying to boast or anything. I'm just telling you what happened. I didn't care who heard me. I prayed to the top of my voice. I wept, I cried, I prayed, I poured out my heart, I consecrated, I did everything. I prayed and I wept, and Brother Porter was praying with me, and dear old Brother Barton, he'd come along, put his hand on my head and pray with me, and Brother Murphy Allen was agreeing with me. I was a-praying and seeking the Lord with all my heart. I desired it. I wanted it. I wanted to know where I was with God. I wanted to be filled with the Spirit of God. And I want to tell you something. The Lord saw my desire. And right while I was praying, I'm telling you what. The most wonderful presence, power, sweetness, comfort, joy just came all over my whole being. I'm telling you, it just... Oh, it was wonderful. It was just real. And I'll tell you, I come straight up in the air off of that altar. Glad there wasn't anybody in my way. But I want to tell you, dear ones, I was shouting and praising God, and I've been living for the Lord ever since. You have to have a desire. You've got to put yourself, you've got to have a purpose about you. I'm going to live for God. I don't care what people say or do. What they think, it don't matter. I'm going to live for the Lord. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, that I might behold the beauty of the Lord. Oh, dear ones, and to inquire, to search diligently, to seek in His temple, or in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me, and I'll offer in His tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I'll sing, yea, I'll sing praises unto the Lord. After that, the Lord began to open up the Scriptures to my mind. I tell you, dear one, that's the most wonderful thing that I've ever had in my life after the Lord filled me. It just seemed like for Him to open up the Scriptures and reveal the church, reveal Christ, reveal salvation, reveal holiness. I mean, all these subjects. You can have that if you want it, if you desire it. And I just wonder, I don't go by how many people go to the altar. But I'll tell you, I'm sure there's some of us here tonight that we need to get a better desire than what we do. You need to curb that desire back away from the old world and material things. The love of money is ruining our society today. It is awful. The people that love money, they're after the... That's what they live for. You know what I found? When I set my heart on the Lord Jesus and gave my heart to Him, I didn't have to seek for money. Oh, I had to work some. Yes. But you know what? The Lord, I found out the Lord supplied my needs, and He helped me, and He took care of me, and He blessed me, and He blessed my family and my life, and He helped me in a wonderful way. I had to work some, sure. But He always made a way. Thank the Lord. Now if you put your heart and desire, your desire, see, that's the thing we've got to get a hold of, is your desire. What is your desire? Do you want to live a Christian life? Do you want to be holy? Do you want to be godly? Do you want to make heaven your home? Do you want to live forever with Jesus? Or do you want the world and its pleasures and its fantasies and all these things? It's up to you. Now the Lord's not going to make you do anything. He ain't going to make you live for Him. But He wants you to, and He's made it possible for you to live for the Lord. So I pray the Lord will help everyone in this house tonight, all of us, as we go through this life. Let us have a desire to live for God. Let's seek after it with all of our heart. Let's seek for wisdom. He said, wisdom, all things you can desire are not to be compared with wisdom, the fear of God. And it speaks about in the 19th Psalm about more precious are they than all, sweeter than honey and the honeycomb, the judgments of the Lord. They're more precious than gold and silver. Oh, more to be desired are they than gold, may than much fine gold. Oh, just seek the Lord and open up the Scriptures, the Word of God. Live for the Lord. Have prayer. Be a praying person. You go a lot farther than if you go after the old frivolous, vain, empty things of this present evil world. May the Lord help us, is our prayer. God bless you. I love you. I would pray the Lord will bless everyone, that they might have a desire for the things of God. Amen.